Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Jeudy enters his third season looking for his first 900-yard season. That will probably come, but just how good will 2022 be for Jerry Jeudy? Find out right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. It has become apparent to me that Jacob Gibbs is kind of a Jerry Jeudy fan. If you heard the Cortland Sutton podcast, he thinks the data favors Jerry Jeudy when it comes to picking that best wide receiver for Russell Wilson. So let's get into that. And you talked about man versus zone splits and how Sutton was better in man against man than against zone. And Teddy Bridgewater has actually been much better against man than Russell Wilson has. So, all right, now what does all that mean? So that was bad for Sutton. What does all that mean for Jeudy and his man zone splits?
Yeah, so zone coverage is, like we said, the predominant scheme in the NFL. It's used 65% of the time, and that should favor someone like Jerry Jeudy, who's running more of these short yardage routes. Typically, those type of targets do get, you know, favored versus zone defense. And that has been the case. Jeudy's been targeted more against zone, but it hasn't really translated to huge results because Teddy Bridgewater simply could not figure out zone coverage last year, and not just last year. Teddy Bridgewater, among 40 quarterbacks with at least 500 attempts since 2019, ranks 32nd in yards per attempt for zone. Russell Wilson ranks 4th. And so that is a huge upgrade for Jerry Jeudy. Jeudy's career yard per run rate is up 36% versus zone coverage compared to man. So definitely a better fit than Teddy Bridgewater in terms of the types of coverage schemes he's going to be facing.
What kind of routes are you expecting from the Broncos receivers, and which routes does Russell Wilson excel on?
Yeah, so I have an article really digging into this on Sportsline. It's pretty interesting. Russ has been significantly more likely to target receivers on go routes and crossing routes. Go routes, you know, it's fun having DK Metcalf on your team. Right. I think it's kind of my takeaway there. Mike Evans is really the only player who's been close to Metcalf in terms of just being dominant on go routes. The other one that really stood out was the crossing routes. He's been 12% more likely to target those than the NFL average, and he's been 33% more efficient when targeting crossing routes. Russell Wilson has. And so Tim Patrick is the guy who really stood out when I dug into the go route data. Patrick actually ranks 4th in yards per run rate on go routes among 68 players with at least 200 routes since 2019. So he definitely could benefit from that. I think there might be some noise there with DK Metcalf. Cortland Sutton's rate is nearly identical on go routes. And then when I dug into crossing route data, Jeudy's numbers really jump off the page. Among 40 wide receivers with at least 100 crossing routes since 2020, Jerry Jeudy ranks 6th in targets per out run and 8th in yards per out run. So I think he is the guy who's most likely to benefit from the crossing routes. And I think the crossing routes is probably the set that's more likely to stick of the two here, because I think Metcalf might have inflated those go route rates a little bit.
All right. And I know that even if Russell Wilson weren't coming to town, you'd still be on the Jerry Jeudy train here, because you think that the numbers really favor him.
Yeah, I think on a per route basis, Jeudy definitely made improvements in 2021. Obviously, it was a really disappointing year for him overall, but on a per route basis, there were some encouraging things to take away. So his yard per route run rate actually increased in year two, and that was with him running a significantly shortened route tree. His average depth of target was down 28% from year one to year two, but his yard per route run rate went up 12%, which is pretty rare. Those two generally kind of follow each other. He was actually one of the most efficient and explosive players among receivers that fell in the 10 to 11 yard average depth of target range, which is a group with some really good receivers: CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, DJ Moore. He was significantly above the group average in yards per route run and explosive reception rate, which is the percentage of targets that gain 15 or more yards. So it's a small sample size, and overall, I didn't do a whole lot on the season, but like, he really was, with the role that he was playing, one of the most explosive receivers in the NFL. And going back to that group, DJ Moore is the guy I'd really like to emphasize. Him and Jeudy, their average depth of target and their yard per route run rate were within 1% of each other. So they run similar routes, drawing similar targets, and producing similar efficiency in terms of their ability to create yards. And Jeudy's explosive reception rate was actually 14% higher than DJ Moore's. So on similar usage, Judy had really pretty identical efficiency to Moore, who's one of the most efficient young receivers, one of the best young receivers in the NFL. And I don't think people talk about Judy that way. I think there were expectations that he could become that kind of player, but he definitely doesn't get the type of respect that DJ Moore does. But he has been similarly efficient on similar usage. And then the last thing, we hit on this in the Sun episode. When he was on the field in 2021, Judy was clearly Denver's wide receiver one. He was 63% more likely to draw a target than Sutton when they're both on the field on 224 routes. And then 83% of Sutton's fantasy points came with Judy off the field. So when Judy was on the field, he was the guy. Everything lines up well with the fit with Russell Wilson. I'm expecting big things in year three.
All right. I love it. I love it. It's great stuff. And it, the way the reports have been pretty favorable towards Sutton and Patrick, not so much since Judy. That means you might get yourself a steal in Jerry Judy, whose ADP is already a lot lower than I would have thought it was. So thank you to Jacob Gibbs, and I hope all of you enjoyed this awesome information. We will talk to you next week on Fantasy Football Today in 5.